Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
All right, I'm here with Abhishek Michael from Inner Sanctum at Big 6-9. How was your set yesterday?
Yeah, not bad actually. Pretty good. Good fun.
Did you enjoy the festival?
Yeah, so far so good, man. It's like a nice international festival almost.
I gotta ask you, what do you think about Bombay versus Bangalore, old school versus new school? Which side are you on?
South side, motherfuckers.
South side. Okay, so when's the new Inner Sanctum album dropping?
Probably March. Sometime in March, but something will be out soon. Like some interesting shit will be out.
And what do you think of Carcass yesterday?
Oh, they were good. Yeah. Drummer is fucking crazy.
Hey guys, I'm here at the Big 6-9 Festival with Shubham from D-Void. How was your set yesterday?
Good, really good. We could have been a little better on stage, but yeah, pretty good stage. Yeah, pretty good.
And how do you feel about Mumbai finally getting a kick-ass metal festival?
Yeah, I was just speaking to B-Man about this. So, they have their B-Way, whatever. Now we have our own Big 6-9, man. So, hopefully this is a yearly thing.
And would you like to comment on the recent allegations of yours about the Pune metal scene?
No, every scene is kick-ass. I love every scene.
Awesome. And do you want to taste the chicken Big 6-9?
Chicken Big 6-9? What is that?
That's a chicken we made specially for the Big 6-9 festival.
Yeah, why not?
Let's taste it. I'm here is going to taste the chicken Big 6-9.
Superb. Curry patta, I love it. Superb, superb.
That's one down, many more to go. Alright, I'm here with Nikhil Uttappa, marketing head of MTV Indies. How come MTV Indies is here supporting metal?
MTV Indies promotes every homegrown culture of music that there is, except Bollywood, so it's really genre agnostic. And plus, metal's always been a big part. It's the, if there was ever a DIY scene, it would be metal. And if ever something deserved support, this would be the genre. So it makes perfect sense for MTV Indies to be here.
Awesome, and what's your take on the festival so far?
I think it's awesome. The venue itself lends itself to some really big vibes. It looks like a well-organized festival and not just a metal gig. It has size, scale, great volume. So I hope it goes from strength to strength from this.
Awesome, and what was your favorite band yesterday?
Plague Throat.
Do you want to taste something called Chicken Big 6-9?
I think that's a great idea. That sounds like something I would eat.
Nice, let's see what he says.
Man, this is awesome. This has that whole Andhra style chicken thing going on. Plus it's damn juicy and tasty. You made this?
Yes, I did.
Awesome, it's a great dish.
That's Chicken Big 6-9, really metal for you. Alright, I'm here with Vignesh from Albatross. Bro, how was your set yesterday?
It was pretty cool, man. It was really nice. I think we sounded a lot better than what we assumed because it was just on top of a bus. So we didn't think about it much. But I think it was mainly Anupam and Afaq on stage. It sounded kick-ass. But I think the only glitch was that we got to play 2 songs less.
Ah, that sucks, man. But did you enjoy the festival?
Yeah, of course, man.
And what do you think now? How does it feel that Bombay finally has a metal festival?
It feels great. I don't know. It feels like something inside that creates a lot of goosebumps in my body.
Nice. And when are you going to get a mask like Dr. Hex?
Maybe when I don't want to reveal my identity, but now too many people know me, especially after Albatross, so right. There's no point.
And how many guitar players is too many guitar players?
5.
Do you want to taste Chicken Big 6-9?
Yeah! I have to say, man, your food evolves exponentially.
Alright, so that's a bird albatross eating another bird chicken, and the bird likes the bird.
I'm a cannibal. You're among the cannibal.
Oh, I'm among the cannibals. Oh, that's some really bad jokes there. He's taking over for Riju today. Thanks, Vignesh. See you around soon.
Yeah.
Alright, I'm here with Gaurav Basu from Inner Sanctum. What the hell are you doing here, Gaurav?
I am trying to desecrate this guitar.
And how was your set yesterday?
How was the set? Oh, yeah, the set was pretty alright. Like, we had some issues at the beginning, but turned out alright, and the crowd was awesome. There were a lot of people there. It's a great venue. Everything like about the festival, the way it's been organized, everything's been done on time. It's been fucking awesome, man.
So do you like Bombay better than Bangalore now?
We're still getting used to it. It's a different crowd. But we liked it. We liked what we saw yesterday. And we hope we get come back like really soon. That way. Because Bangalore, like, yeah, we played there enough. Like, you know, we love playing there. We love home. But, yeah, like, we're always looking to, like, you know, go to different parts of the country. And, like, you know, because the scene is different in each part. So, now you have a scene coming in up in places like Calcutta and stuff. And we haven't been there. So, this is, like, a move in the right direction, I would say.
He's a very serious guy. So, let's talk about something lighter. How do you feel about losing to Providence in a beer drinking match?
I feel awesome, man, because I just got to chuck like free beer. Like, who gives a shit, right?
But you lost.
I'm man enough to admit that. I have balls.
Are you going to challenge them for a rematch?
I could, but then I picked the team.
Okay, so we look forward to that. Gaurav Basu versus Providence. And would you be interested in tasting Chicken Big 6-9? So, this is Chicken Big 6-9.
I want to make out with you right now.
On that note, bye-bye. Okay, so we found more members of Inner Sanctum right now. How do you guys feel about losing to Providence in the beer drinking match?
It's all because of Suraj.
Yeah, we didn't participate. If I participated,
me and Chintan wasn't there. So it's Suraj's fault.
So are you going to challenge them to a rematch?
For sure, right now. Absolutely. Right now.
Right now.
We'll take you down, Providence, as usual.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. See you around soon. All right, I'm here backstage in the dressing room with Mr. Basur, who's playing with the Bombay Metal Project. How metal are you, Mr. Basur?
Well, I'm fully dressed, so...
Alright, and are you excited about today's performance? What do you think of the festival?
I'm not undressed yet, so...
You're predominantly known as a non-metal musician, so what draws you to the metal?
Well, metal's always been a part of my life ever since I was a kid. So, I mean, there's nothing like I'm not a metal musician. I don't listen to much metal. I don't listen to metal all the time, like metalheads. I'm not like a quintessential metalhead, so to speak, but... I do listen to a little bit of metal.
And what do you think about the festival Big 6-9 so far?
Well, I've only had the chance to catch P-Man's tongue wagging at me there. And I got the chance to catch Grammy winning effort. And I caught a little bit of Escher's Knot. I love both the bands.
And are you ready to taste Chicken Big 6-9?
It's good.
Awesome. Let's go find another victim. Alright, I'm here backstage with two of the people who are volunteering, working on the festival. And these are the guys that make these kind of festivals happen. What do you guys feel about Big 6-9?
It's the best time of my life, bro.
Yeah, seriously. The best time of my life. I have waited for this for so long.
And how do you feel that Bombay now finally has a festival like this?
Fucking awesome. Love it. I don't have to travel to other cities to see big bands.
And do you get to watch big bands considering that you're working on the festival?
Some of it, it's fine, but I get to work with them, which is even better.
Yeah, you get to hang with them, you get to chill with them, which is awesome.
And do you think more metalheads should volunteer and help out at festivals like this?
Of course,
and not run away.
Okay. And you guys ready to taste Chicken Big 6-9?
What? Of course!
What?
My God, child. Fuck. It's so good.
I don't want to talk to anyone. I don't want to eat.
Yeah, sure. Chicken Big 6-9 is getting over fast, people.
Can I have all of it?
No, you can't. We've got to find more people before this chicken evaporates. Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm here backstage again at the Big 6-9 festival, and I've got guys from the Bombay Metal Project, also from Bayanak Moth, who are in the Bombay Metal Project. P-Man, are you looking forward to the gig?
I am, yeah, definitely. I've been waiting for this for 2 months now.
And do you think Baba Bengali is a madman for putting up a festival like this?
When he told me that he wants to do this, I'm like, go for it. You will get the support of the community from Andheri East.
Has the community shown up?
All of them are playing.
Awesome. And are you excited to play?
Yeah, I am.
What about you, Baba?
I'm here for the food.
That's Baba for you. Okay, are you ready to taste Chicken Big 6-9?
Fuck yeah.
Chicken Big 6-9?
Cool.
From Andheri East.
Achcha hai.
Yeah. Yeah, Dr. X.
Dr. X.
What's the wording? Baba, grace it. Shishant, so as you can see, people are stealing the chicken. It's obviously I should have got more. And I'm here now with Royson, one of the photographers for the festival. Royson, what's it like shooting a festival like this?
It's very nice. It's good. It's very challenging, to be honest, more than anything else. And you have to also keep in mind that there are thousands of hungry fans looking at your food.
That's true. And what are the acts you're looking most forward to?
Sick, man. I'm here for sick.
Awesome, man. How do you feel that Mumbai finally has a metal festival of this magnitude?
It feels very good. For a metal festival in a setting like this is quite a landmark, to be honest. Anywhere in the world, actually, not just Bombay.
Awesome. So there you have it. Big 6ix9ine kicks ass. We're going to hide our chicken now before it gets eaten up. I'm here with Nolan and Salman from the oldest of old school bands, Kryptos. Hi, Nolan. How did you enjoy the festival yesterday?
It was awesome.
A lot of dust.
And how was your set?
It was... Fuck, what do you say to all these things?
Yeah. Good, what questions are you asking, man? Ask some interesting questions.
See, we've got another celebrity in the house. That's a metal band. Bring Shashank in also. Come here. We have two old guys here now. So, Nolan, was Bombay old school enough for you?
Yeah, of course. I mean, I couldn't see anything through the fog and shit, like, and the strobes and all, but...
Awesome. And Shashank, are you excited to be here?
Awesome, but I don't know what I'm doing right now between you two guys.
I don't know. How many people have asked you for fitness advice while you're here?
Actually, not one.
Mumbai, you disappoint me. And how do you guys feel that now Mumbai has a festival? Did you enjoy the festival? Are you looking forward to what's up?
Yeah, it was awesome. I didn't get enough to drink yesterday, so...
You'll drink today?
You'll drink tonight. You'll drink tonight.
We have a flight to catch at 9, so I plan to get wasted before I get on the flight.
Better give them some tough time, no?
Yeah.
It's very important.
Yeah, security check.
I'm sweating through my balls, toes, everything.
Achha, and are you excited, Shashank?
Very, very. I'm sweating through my balls and fucking toes, man.
Okay, a lot of...
We're not even getting on stage.
A lot of testicular sweat here, and we'll...
Hey, fuck you, man. Hide okay. It.
We'll catch Shashank after his set and see how he feels. Oh, yeah, all right, thanks, guys. All right, I'm here backstage at the Big 6ix9ine Festival with Indian metal legend, guitar player Prashant Shah from Exhumation, Scribe, and a whole bunch of other bands that he's been part of. Actually, no, he hasn't. Only Demonic Resurrection.
Yeah.
So how are you feeling about the festival?
Fantastic, dude. Like, the fact that it's happening in Bombay... I think that's truly a landmark because all these years, you know, we've had smaller scale festivals, you know, the days of Raz and Resurrection, Barcode and all those days. But finally a large scale, only pure metal festival happening for the first time in Bombay, I think that's fantastic.
Awesome. And which bands are you looking forward to?
I'm looking forward to Demonic Resurrection.
Which you missed yesterday.
Oh, they played yesterday. Oh shit, I missed
it. What a mean guy. Why would you be so mean? And what's it like putting together the Bombay Metal Project?
I think it was exhausting. That's what I think it was. Getting 18 people, you know, scheduling their jams, making sure they come for jam, learning the songs. And I think this year we decided to make it more challenging for ourselves and we picked up songs that were actually tough to play also. Decapitated, Scalpel Corpse. So, it was pretty hectic, but I think it's come out pretty fine. It's going to be fun.
Awesome. So, we look forward to that. And are you up to taste Paneer Big 6ix9ine?
Of course.
Still haven't eaten. Don't do drugs.
Mmm. Did you make it?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome.
Don't do drugs. He wants more.
P-Man hotboxing all of us. We'll catch you soon while Prashant eats away.
Thank you.
We're here with Ruben. Ruben, are you going to try the Paneer 6... No, wait. Are you going to try the Paneer Big 6ix9ine?
I would.
Why don't you go for it? No, after eating the pizza, I don't know.
It's spicy. It's metal.
It's metal. That's important.
It's spicy. It's metal.
We'll catch Ruben after his set and find out how he enjoyed the festival. All right, I'm here with Rohit from Kryptos. Rohit, how did you enjoy the festival so far?
I think it's fucking insane, dude. Like, a fucking kick-ass festival. And I think all the bands sounded really great. Good venue, man. Industrial fucking scene, man. So that's really, really, really awesome. Like,
awesome. And was Bombay old school enough for you?
Oh, yes, man. Like, when we were playing, there was a mosh pit going on. And I thought these guys were fucking kill each other, dude. Like, I thought they were like, going at it. And, like, I calmed down and all that. But it was fucking great, man. Like, we are, like, enjoying ourselves, like, from the time we fucking landed in Bombay, man.
And did you get lots of groupies?
Yeah, bro. Let's talk about it later.
Awesome. Bombay's rocking it.
It's killing it.
Killing it. And cool, man. Thanks a lot. We'll see you soon. All right, I'm here at the Big 6ix9ine Festival with Festival Director Himanshu Vaswani. Himanshu, what prompted this madness to organize a metal festival in Mumbai?
We always wanted to do something since B69 shut down. And when I joined Hands with Bajao, I wanted to do a festival and take the whole metal scene to a new level. So hence the natural transition from B69 to Big 69. We always wanted to do something great in Bombay. This city doesn't see too many festivals. And definitely a metal festival is something that was a far-fetched dream for many. So we decided to make it happen.
Awesome. And are you happy with the way the festival has turned out and the turnout and everything?
Absolutely. We didn't even imagine it to look this good. I've been planning it for 2 months now. And yeah, it's come out way better than even I imagined it to be. People are happy with the way it looks. And metal has finally got a platform that we wanted to give it. So yeah.
Awesome. And are you ready to taste chicken Big 69?
Fuck yeah, bro. What is this?
Chicken Big 69. The most metal food in the fucking world.
Yeah.
We're gonna go catch some more people with the Chicken Big 69. Alright, I'm here with Pin from Sixth. How do you feel about missing Headbanger's Kitchen?
I could kill myself, to be perfectly honest. Yeah, you've ruined my life. Well, actually, you haven't. You've been very accommodating. But yeah, my flights have killed me. Yeah. So, yeah, it was nice knowing everybody, but I'm done now. Yeah, I'd love to taste your food, man.
Awesome. And how are you enjoying India so far?
It's amazing. I mean, I've not had much time to explore, but definitely, place is crazy. But in a good way. And I have found some good food, so, you know.
What have you eaten so far?
Everything.
What is the good stuff?
I don't know. I don't know what anything's called. I'm just like, that looks cool. I'll have some of that. But awesome. Yeah.
And what do you think of the festival so far?
Oh, it's amazing. I love the venue, and there's been some really cool bands on. So it's just amazing. It's just, well, you can't see, but it looks amazing, yeah. Basically.
And I know you haven't played yet, but how has the response from fans been? You did a meet and greet, you've been walking around, so how has it felt so far?
Well, yeah, actually, I'd say surprisingly, but obviously they brought us over here because people like us, so yeah, but amazing, man. Everyone's really cool and sort of, they're chilled, but they're, you know, they really want to interact, and it's really fun.
Awesome. And before I let you off the hook,
okay.
I'm going to make you taste a chicken Big 69.
Here we go. I like it.
He likes it.
He makes a good chicken 69.
Big 69.
Big 69.
Chicken Big 69.
Do you find massive chickens? And,
no. You know, we got small chickens in India. Yeah. Awesome. Thank you so much.
Thank you very much. Take care, man.
I'm here with Shikhar from Reverse Polarity, who's going to taste the chicken Big 69. In one word, describe it.
Adopt me.
I'm not going to, but thanks, Shikhar. Okay, so I got Moses here all the way from Delhi. How come you came to attend Big 69?
Because I wanted to watch Sixth.
Awesome. And are you ready to taste the chicken Big 69?
You made this?
Yeah.
Okay, fine, for sure. Okay. Sick.
It's sick. Or sick. One of the two. It's your own. This is Paneer Big 69. It's the official food of the festival, not...
Chettinad vibe. What?
Chettinad vibe. Because Andheri East, according to P-Man. This is Parsi Dairy Paneer.
Are you shouting still because you think the
music
is gonna start?
Yeah, it's actually true. So paneer is hard, like the metal they're listening to.
What? So we have one level below him. They're heavy metal and we are hard down.
Don't say down while I'm eating.
Hard metal, bro.
Hard metal, bro.
Paneer is hard.
Paneer is hard, yeah. Awesome. That's all of the Bombay Metal fiasco for now. We'll come back sometime to Big 69.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh, yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.